This is the Habits Leadership Podcast.
Well, welcome back to the Habits Leadership Podcast. I'm Jonathan, the discipleship pastor at Friends Church Orange. And sitting across from me, you all know him now. His name's Drew Heim, and he is our life group pastor at Friends Church in Yorba Linda.
Welcome back, guys. So good to be with you. Woo. You know, the last couple weeks have been awesome jumping into this habit study. I know in my groups we've had some awesome discussions. Hopefully you guys have as well. And, you know, one of the things that just sticks out to me is that there have been so many people that have not been in a group, have not tasted the goodness of group life, maybe ever or maybe in a while, and getting all these people back into a group, tasting the goodness of Christian community and being encouraged to spend time with God each day. It's been so cool to see.
Yeah, and not just only people getting into community, but then really getting into this idea of like God wants us to be in habitual relationship with Him. Like double, yeah, it's the community piece, and then it's the what are we actually talking about with habits. It's been so rich as well. Well, now that we're getting close to the halfway point in this habits series, we wanted to take a little time to talk shop, cover some important details that pertain to your groups, and not just to your groups right now, but pertains to them successfully moving forward as life groups post-habits, because that's really our goal. And so the first item we wanted to talk about is how to create a culture of shared leadership and deliberate apprenticeship. Our church has a value of deliberate apprenticeship, which is just raising up people deliberately to basically do what you do. And so our ultimate goal for our groups is that they become leader-producing machines, raising up and sending out leaders every season. So one of the ways that we see discipleship in action is when we see those around us being discipled to do what we do, not because we are perfect models, but we're just saying we want to continue to give away leadership and share the load as well. So Drew, why don't you take us a little bit into what does that look like in our habits groups to kind of share the responsibility?
So good. So it's so as you as facilitator leaders, being able to identify the gifts around you in your group, being able to point them out, and then being able to empower those people to actually live in those gifts. You know, this really is a responsibility of yours. I know for me, as facilitator, leader, I often don't want to burden people with extra responsibility, but really this is an intentional way of giving leadership away, and it's one of our roles. Yeah. And so there could be a handful of roles that you could give away. One of them could be facilitating itself.
Yeah.
Maybe you talk with somebody about the next week and say, hey, would you be willing to facilitate a couple of these questions or maybe this section, and maybe work with them to be able to do that. Maybe it's, as simple, we've talked about this, is just food, just bringing food or hosting, you know, for those off-campus groups. Who in your group might be able to host your group next week or in 2 weeks? Maybe it's prayer leaders. Maybe you got somebody who's just, again, writing down some prayer requests, sending those out to the group midweek, or maybe it's facilitating the actual prayer time within the group.
Yeah.
Lots of different roles. The more you can give those away, the richer your group experience will be for everybody.
Yeah, because it creates shared ownership. You know, again, going back to my group, we were there last night, and you know, I had to get my book to one guy who didn't have it. And so I was like, hey, why don't you just lead the next couple questions? Yep. And he just, you know, he kind of read through them.
Right on the fly.
Yeah, right on the fly. And at the end, I was like, hey, you know, I talked to another guy. Hey, can you just write down these prayer requests and email those to us? Like, it's just really quick.
It's good leadership.
Hey, can you just take care of this? Because, again, it takes the focus off of you as being the leader and saying, this is shared ownership.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this week, we are going to be talking about stewardship in our group. So we wanted to touch on that. The study does a great job with taking you through the content. So we wanted to just help you navigate. How do you lead a great discussion around this topic? Again, the study is going to give you some good content there. But I just want to say a few things about the topic and some of the themes that you're going to see. The first thing that you're going to see in this study is trusting in God and in His provision. And so you're going to, as a group, get to really discuss what does it mean to actually trust, not just say we trust, but to actually live out practically trusting in God. So you'll talk about that. One of the other themes that we see is contentment. Man, contentment is a huge discipline in the spiritual lives. We need to ask God to give us contentment because we are not just naturally content people. And that leads directly into gratitude. You know, once we're content with what we have, we are then grateful for what we have and for what we can give away as well. So these are kind of the baseline for talking about when we have trust, contentment, and gratitude, we then get to talk about stewardship and being generous people. So your group will vary, you know, on their beliefs about stewardship, about how they spend their money. Like you may not want to get into the details of like, okay, how much percentage do you give away versus save? And, you know, maybe have rich conversations with that. You may not. But I think the most important thing to remember is that stewardship, just like all the other topics and habits we've been covering in the series, it's a discipline. You know, it takes intentionality, it takes work, and it takes a heart that's willing to submit to Christ, knowing that his ways are even better than ours. Even when it's scary,
yep.
How are we trusting in him? And so, yeah, just to remember that stewardship is a discipline, just like the other things we're talking about.
Jonathan, what you're saying is so good, but there's a fly that's been on your computer.
Has that been bugging you?
It's been distracting me.
Can we keep talking over it?
Yes, I think so.
All right, hang on, guys. I'm going to get the fly swatter.
Nail it.
Just kidding.
So getting back to what we're actually doing here, the circles of life diagram, which you guys talked about last week in week two, the study also mentions it again in week three. And I love this diagram for a couple of reasons. One, this is going to help us take steps of faith. So for some of us, particularly if you've been in a group for a while, it can get pretty comfortable pretty quickly to just keep coming to group.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have a nice discussion. Yeah, we're going to show up. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, it's just easy to get really comfortable.
Right.
And so the circles of life diagram will bring us out of that because it's asking us, Lord, who are the people in my life that you're placing on my heart mm-hmm. that you might have a role for me to play in bringing your love and your grace and your goodness to them. So the circle, you know, you actually write the names into those circles,
yeah.
and which hopefully you guys did last week, and then you'll have some more discussion on it this week. So I just really encourage you guys, even this week, to take time again, maybe even just a minute or two of mm-hmm. just silent prayer. Say, Lord, who are these people and what's my role? What are you calling me to? Maybe it's just simply praying for them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's taking them out to a meal. Maybe it's inviting them into your group. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the Lord does.
Yeah. And it's not just praying for those who are on your list. It's praying for those who aren't yet on your list. You know, the other day I was praying with some leaders for Alpha, which was starting in a couple weeks. And there was a guy that came to mind, a barista that I had met at Starbucks in the circle. And I was just like, God, I met him and I knew his name 2 months ago and I just do not remember who he is. And I just said, what's his name? And God literally gave me his name right in that moment. He's like, his name is blank, you know, and he just gave me his name in that moment as I was praying. And so now, you know, I was meeting with my group last night. I'm like, I'm going to write his name down in this circle,
yep.
you know? And so again, praying, knowing that God will actually answer and will bring people to mind, but you have to create the space and the expectation to say, God, show us who are these people that we can encounter.
Such a good story. Yeah, and we, again, just want to simply invite you guys to spend some time with God, to ask him these questions, see who he's putting on our hearts, mm-hmm. and see where he takes that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, last thing to touch on, regarding the habits of the week, I think we've had a little bit of feedback and even going through it myself. I feel like people are maybe thinking, man, I just got to keep adding on habit onto habit onto habit. And so I just, by the end of 6 weeks, I need to be this fully robust, fully developed, spending 3 hours a week, you know, or a day in all these different habits. But the goal is not to just create a laundry list of habits to keep up with. Man, it's to experience and to practice each habit intentionally during that week.
Yep.
You know, it's a slow build. It's like, if you practice for the first week reading the Bible every day or, you know, at least 5 times a week or 3 times, whatever it was for you. And then the next week, it's like, just try praying a little bit.
Yep.
This week, you know, try to focus on stewardship and how are you living a generous life? You know, it's, again, yeah, this is thing. It's a slow build and sometimes we will overwhelm ourselves thinking, man, I got to do all these habits every single day.
Yeah.
And that's just way too much, you know?
And let's go back to the purpose too. The purpose, these disciplines are means to being with God.
Yes.
So the point is being with God, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, again, doing this, again, as you're in your language, a laundry list of disciplines. No, no, no. The point is being with God. And we're just giving you options on different ways to do that. And even within a given week, it could feel like, man, there's 5 daily reflections and there's this memory verse and then there's 3 other habits of the week. There's so much and I got to do it all. It's like, no, 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 no. You don't need to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
Talk with God. Lord, what would you have me practice today?
Yeah.
Or this week.
Yeah.
We've given you options so that you can personalize it, given where you're at, what God's calling you to, taking it at your own pace. You know, in the last week for me, the daily reflections have been so helpful.
Mm.
They're short, they're simple, but just being able to sit with God in those short verses has been so rich for me. So do what works for you, do what God's calling you to. You don't have to do it all.
Yeah, you don't have to do it all. And speaking of not doing it all, we're going to wrap it up right there. It feels like we've covered plenty. So hope you guys have a great week. We'll be praying for you, for your group time, knowing that God is going to show up in some incredible ways.
Yep.
And we look forward to hearing what he does. So we'll talk to you guys later. Peace out.